Hi, this is Lauren Jubilier, and I am here to talk to you about the upcoming solstice energies on December 21st, which is quickly followed by an eclipse window starting on December 5th and 6th, and ending on January 11th and 12th. We feel eclipses for about a month before they actually occur. And for about 6 months after the actual completion point of the eclipse continues to work on us pretty profoundly. So for example, the eclipse that's happening in December in Capricorn, 4 degrees Capricorn, whenever Venus or Mars or the moon is in Capricorn, it stimulates those eclipse energies. Whenever anything gets close to those degrees over the next 6 months, and certainly once a month, the moon is going to be in Capricorn. Or even there are many, many, let's just say, places that those points get massaged over the next 6 months so that the full fruition and expression in physical reality takes root. So I'd like to just start with just a brief centering. And we're going to put on some music. Just take a few moments to breathe into your belly. And let us honor, acknowledge, and invite in the spirit of the land where you live. And the ancient ones that have walked this path for so long, loving this earth, caretakers. Let us invite in the sun and the moon and the stars. And our higher self, and the guides and the teachers and healers that work with us. And let us take a moment to give thanks and connect to the spirit of the earth, a creator being who fell so deeply in love with her creation that she traveled on a river of stars and light and love and took up residence within our planet. Breathe in a beautiful green light emanating from the center of the earth into your spine, into the bottoms of your feet. Breathe deep and just see the shimmering green, emerald green crystal light filling you. And now take a moment to connect to the sun. Feel the warm golden rays of the sun around you. And breathing in through the top of your head, the light of the sun oozing down like warm liquid honey into your heart. And then exhaling that light all the way through your body. Imagine each of your cells as a little tiny golden sun, absorbing the rays, absorbing the golden light, and emanating. This is a wonderful exercise to do just for a moment, a couple of times every day during this season of light. So at solstice, the sun moves into Capricorn. This is winter solstice in the northern hemisphere, and in the southern hemisphere, this is the summer solstice. The veils are very thin at the solstice and equinox points. And right now, we have the sun is at galactic center at the solstice point when the sun moves into Capricorn. Galactic center
is something that has been called the Golden Gate by the Greeks. The Mayans called it Hunabku, and we call it the black hole. Many, many cultures who have been looking at the movement of the stars and the planets have paid special attention to galactic center. There's a lot of mythology about this being a point of massive creative energy, love energy. It is the energy of divinity entering our world and creating, and the energy that divinity creates worlds from. So the solstice sun being there is very powerful. And so it's just very helpful to connect to this a couple of times a day. Because the grid in your body, the light grid in your body, and the light grid in our planet is receiving these new emanations and is getting this wave of expanded consciousness that is embodying within us. And a few days later, on December 25th and 26th, we have a new moon in Capricorn at 4 degrees. And the energies around this, at a new moon, it's very helpful to set our intentions. It's a threshold point. And it's just so interesting that here we are at the last week of the last month of a decade that began with the infusion of this new energy, the Mayan calendar. The very last wave of energy came in 2011. And it's an energy that's seeding us with unity consciousness. And so we've all been absorbing this and transforming as a result of it. And there are so many people on the planet that have raised their frequency and aligned our light bodies to this, that there are so many walking tuning forks, you could say, or ways that this energy's been grounded here. So that's the old paradigm that has really been based in separation can really not survive the inflow of these higher vibrations. And many of our structures are Capricorn structures. And this is sort of this Capricorn extravaganza where we see the sun is in Capricorn on solstice. Jupiter is in Capricorn. The south node of the moon is in Capricorn. Saturn is in Capricorn. Pluto is in Capricorn. By January eclipse on January 10th, Mercury will have moved into Capricorn. And there's another planet in Capricorn that is a planet that I've simply learned about, which is Chariclo. And this is Chiron's wife. This is the feminine aspect of the great healer. They married and had 3 children. And they were both great healers. And their children were also great healers and teachers and mentors. And that is also, that energy is very powerful and palpable this season. So I don't want to go into details because I tried to do that and I had to end my the recording that I made for you because it was so much detail that my brain went into like, boop, boop. So I'm just going to talk in generalities about how to work with the solstice gateway, which is this like wave after wave of awakening energies coming in at the summer solstice. It's connection to source energy. It fills us with source energy. It's a time of rebirth and the start of a new cycle. And of course it is the start of a new decade. And this year of 2019, Pluto and Saturn have been traveling very close together in Capricorn, and on the 12th of January, they have their exact conjunction. All very powerful. Pluto and Saturn haven't been in Capricorn since the 1500s. And in the 1500s, we had Martin Luther and the Protestant Reformation, when the abuse of power in the church was called out and structures changed. We also had colonization into the new world, where there was like this exporting of this energy of separation, and the result, the cataclysmic result in the new world in terms of decimation of culture and people, and also sort of the seeding of the new world with this consciousness of separation and building structures that are based on that. And now what we have all these years later is like the bookend to that, where those structures are self-destructing.
that way of being, as I said, cannot hold up in this new frequency that we are all in. And so we see, oftentimes when Pluto and Saturn are together, we see abuses of power, we see corruption, we see the ending of cycles. And it's challenging, right? It's challenging to live through that. And it's not just what's happening outside of us, it's what's happening inside of us. We've all learned how to get along in this world by kind of aligning to an energy that is no longer there. And it feels less and less authentic. And so it is so helpful to take time every day to connect to your heart, your heartbeat, the sunlight, and what is really true for you, and to like just let yourself absorb this and be present with yourself, because there's a lot of energy around the new moon, the solstice, the eclipses that have to do with this cosmic and galactic energy coming in, grounding, bringing in this unconditional love, this birth pearl. But also, because Uranus is so prominent in this, at the time of the solstice and at the time of the eclipse on the 25th and 26th, we have the sun is conjunct Jupiter and trined by Uranus. And this energy of this Jupiter-Uranus trine connected to the sun really brings about this expansion of possibilities, these sudden flashes of insight, being able to see new possibilities, the expansion of optimism, the expansion of faith, and also being able to shift your perspective to align to these new grids. It is all about anchoring in higher truth, higher love, and higher wisdom when we have the sun conjunct Jupiter and trine Uranus. We also have at this time, the sun is squaring Chiron, which is also about opening to what needs healing in you. And we will, when we are seeing certainly in the world what needs healing, and also what's ready, when what's ripe for healing. And it's also about bridging in this deep healing energy that becomes available, that supports this quick expansion of consciousness. But what really, and it's also important to remember, this is happening on the 25th and 26th. We have this new moon eclipse, where the moon is covering this, is aligning with the sun, so that what, for people who can see this eclipse, it'll look like a ring of fire around the sun. And this is just an incredible gateway. It's an activation point. It assists us in jumping into new timelines, accelerating our consciousness. It's an activation point. It's a pivot. It's a beginning and an ending. All eclipses are. And it's interesting that this is happening, like I said, at the end of a decade, you know. And so it's helpful for you to ask yourself, what have I learned? What is my inward dedication? What do I need to put into place? And what is over in my life? What wisdom and mastery am I bringing forth? And what am I releasing? We are finishing up old contracts and old agreements that we have made on a soul level for a very long time, and we are opening up to something new. The 3D paradigm is no longer the energy that is supported, and all of the structures that exist within us and in the world that were supported by a 3D paradigm that has to do with separation is no longer supported, and therefore is being dismantled. And we certainly see that in the world, in terms of the government and school, you know, all structures. But we're also coming into a threshold point where we are focusing on and opening up to new possibilities. We are birthing new ideas, and we are bringing them into physical form. And this is being supported with these eclipses, with particularly the new moon eclipse in December, so close to the solstice, where there really are these higher frequencies, these synchronicities, these flashes of awareness and insight, and flashes of what needs healing, and an awareness of healing energy becoming available. That is why I think it's so helpful to meditate and slow down so that you don't miss this in the busyness of this time. So we have this solstice on the 21st, this eclipse, new moon eclipse in Capricorn, which is really about birthing these new possibilities. And then on January 10th, we have a full moon eclipse. The sun is in Capricorn and the moon is in Cancer, 20 degrees. Uranus in January goes direct, which means that all of the planets are direct forward motion in January, which means that things are going to be moving very quickly. Another reason in at the end of December around solstice and Christmas Day, Boxing Day, to slow down and take time to really drink in these energies and really to also take time to ask yourself, what am I manifesting? What do I want to dedicate myself to at this foundational time of a new decade? A new decade, which is a decade that's happening after we have all been saturated with digesting, absorbing these new frequencies that are aligning us to higher truth, higher consciousness, higher love, and where we've been kind of clearing and cleansing within our consciousness and our body and our world, all of the ways that these old energies have manifested and that they are now showing up as kind of self-destructive. We can also see some of these old structures that really have been based on power over others and corruption are self-destructing and self-imploding. And there's a lot more that's going to be revealed out of these eclipses of just how deep this goes. Another reason why it is really helpful to align to that light, because eclipses also bring out what has been hidden, and they tend to bring up a lot of emotions. And so it's important that you give yourself the time and the space to feel those emotions. It's not helpful to suppress them, but we also don't want to attach to them. It's like a really fast moving current that's moving through you. Just let it move, and then open up to this lovely energy that's coming in. I would just also suggest that you stay out of conversations and energies that are designed to kind of bring up a lot of fear, because we want to become solutionaries. This Capricorn energy, all these planets in Capricorn, the sun, the moon at the new moon, Jupiter, the south node, Saturn, Pluto, and Chariklo in Capricorn, it really is this such a strong message and supportive energy of we are dismantling what isn't working and we are building what is new. We are becoming solutionaries. And the energy that's coming in for this to help us with this is this Uran, you know, what I've said before is this energy that helps to open us up to possibility. Where is there possibility? Wouldn't it be great if we opened up to how can we anchor in, ground in, and bring into physical reality what we are really aligning to, what our values are, what our intentions are, rather than focusing on what is imploding, okay? If you were building a house and you were knocking down the old foundation and out of the old foundation, like, you know, bugs crawled out and chemicals were released, you know, we would continue to diligently be dedicated to the work of digging out that old foundation, but we'd be also really focused on that new structure that we're building, getting those plans together, you know, working with the architects, bringing in this new building materials to build something that is truly sustainable. And sometimes we have a tendency to over-focus on what is being dismantled. And we also have a tendency to judge it, especially if it's within ourselves. If I can give you an example from my own life. The other week, I was just being aware of this incredible, expansive love energy within myself and how my mind isn't really equipped to be able to run it. Like, it just felt like I'm running old software. I have an old computer and I'm trying to run these new software programs. It isn't quite working. And I was frustrated. And someone said to me, you know, it's not helpful to judge that which is within you that you don't like, because that just gives it a stronger grip. You know, whatever we feed grows. And so one of my, you know, prayers for all of us at this season of light, at these eclipse points, is that we eclipse that inner critic. And the way we eclipse it isn't by like, get out of here, you're an asshole, you know, but bringing the consciousness of love and understanding and compassion and healing. We all created systems, thought systems to help us orient to the lives that we've had. And things are changing really quickly. And we're also seeing a lot of what isn't working within our consciousness that needs to be changed. But it really helps. And this is Matt Kahn's process of loving whatever arises, is to put your hand. And so for me, for my example of, you know, that sometimes I overthink things, is to just send that part of myself that overthinks things, or that aspect of myself, love from my higher self. And all you have to do is put your hand on your heart and go, I love you. Oh, your little crazy Lauren mind that thinks too quickly and thinks too fast and forgets to just sit quietly and feel the bliss. Sometimes I move so quickly. Oh, your little person who moves too quickly. I love you. We all have that. And it's helpful to just take a moment when you are aware of that and just bring in that love. The aspect of yourself that's loving you doesn't need to be taught or trained how to do it. We already know how to do it. It's just turning towards that. And even if you don't feel it right away, the act of doing that will be helpful, and eventually you will really start to feel it. What else do I want to say about this? There's so much to say. And just be aware that between December 21st and January 12th, is this really huge river of energy that has to do with dismantling the old, seeding the new, a lot of drama, but a lot of love and light coming in. The old structures that have been operating from power over others have not been able to maintain their place in the world without using force and deception. But this is a time of consequences. It's a time of that old energy is simply not supported, and it is self-destructing and self-imploding. However, visionary energy and shifts in consciousness happen very quickly, moment to moment. And as we take these shifts in consciousness and we bring them into physical reality, you could take that idea of, I want to build a new house. I know where I want to build it, but it takes time to buy the land and get the contractors together and actually change things in physical reality. And we bump up against internal conversations sometimes that aren't supportive. So even as I say this energy, it's like this huge current ripping the old that's been really holding on tight. Just the force is so strong that change in physical reality is birthed and supported. But at the same time, as I said, we're at the end of a cycle that is a big cycle. And we're at the end of a 26,000 year cycle and the beginning of a new one. We really need, one of the things that I am again wishing for all of you to see at this time is that we're looking at change. We're in a moment of change that is sort of within a sea of eons of change. And we're at a point of intense quickening and opening up to these new possibilities and this new energy. But in physical reality, it seems to be moving more slowly than we think it should. And that we are still needing to continue to hold the vision and to dance and move with the new possibilities, the new ideas that we have, and to remember to become the solutionaries
rather than people who are focused on what isn't working, ask how can this new energy work through me to create something beautiful in the world and in my life. Anyway, that's all for now. I wish you a beautiful holiday season. And the energies that I'm talking about are going to be really active all until we get to spring equinox, this energy of dismantling, quick changes, sudden unexpected changes, flashes of intuition, of insight, things coming out of things that were hidden, being revealed, and this light pouring in is going to be with us throughout the whole winter season. And I don't know how that will manifest in the world, but we can see that, you know, there's a lot of drama happening in the world. So hang in there, slow down, take time to feel that light as it's expanding within you.